Hello, my friend.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah.
You look all right.
Oh, thank you.
You look like you're doing well.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's all right.
I appreciate that.
Fuck. Yeah. I nearly broke the streak today.
What streak?
Of having a long neck every episode.
Oh, can't do that.
Oh, but after camping, I was like, oh. Because I didn't have a beer yesterday.
Right.
Sunday when I got, or once I got home, I might have had a few.
But how many did you drink while we were camping? Two slabs?
Yeah.
In 3 nights?
Yeah. But, to be fair, and I said this to you, I actually wasn't that proud of my efforts.
No, well, it's a bit of a, like...
It's a bit of, like...
Gross feeling.
Oh, yeah. And then, like... Oh, getting home on Sunday or even going to that party, like when I got to that party Saturday night after being camping, I got there and I was like, oh, what the fuck am I doing?
You would have felt disgusting,
dude. I felt so shit.
Everyone showered, cleaned up.
Oh, everyone looked all fucking jazzed up and ready? Fucking cologne on, you know. Oh, you need a lighter?
Please.
I can see yours. I can see Bob sitting there.
Oh, Bob, thank you.
No worries.
Sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. But yeah, I felt pretty yuck.
Oh, you would have felt disgusting, man.
Yeah.
Like, me and old mate were both sitting there. We're like, oh, he would feel gross.
Especially... As soon as I started driving.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you changed your jocks once that whole time, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't why I felt disgusting.
No, but it wouldn't have helped.
Nah. I was fine, though.
Yeah.
My dick was still clean.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. But yeah, nah. But then, that's what camping's about, you know.
What? Getting gross?
Nah, yeah, getting gross and, you know, drinking some beers with your mates.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
So, like, but yeah. Once I got to work yesterday, I was like, fuck, that might have been the last hurrah for a little bit.
Like... Last bender or
yeah.
Last time?
Not last time, but last bender for a bit.
Because
That was definitely the most intense bender I've had for a while.
To be fair, like 3 or 4 days straight drinking is a lot. Like, I feel like it was pretty normal back when we were 18.
Even then.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Maybe a bit more normal.
Yeah. Like, maybe 3 days in a row or something like
that. Yeah, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday sesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, fuck, now, dude, that's like an
bro.
Effort. The only way I could do it is camping, probably.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Fucking, you're there with the boys, like, may as well.
Like, even maybe until midway through last year, I'd maybe do, like, Friday and Saturday. But then that stopped for a bit, and it was either Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah.
And now it's probably the same. Like, if I am going to do something on the weekend, I've got to pick a day that, you know, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I can handle it anymore.
You're getting old, mate.
Oh, yeah. It feels like it, legit.
Nah, for real. And the hangovers just get worse and worse.
Yeah, the only thing stopping the hangovers on the trip was waking up and having a beer.
Yeah.
At least we weren't waking up and, like, smashing a bunch of beers and then, like, going out and being
idiots.
Dickheads in public.
Yeah.
It was literally just wake up, beer with breakfast.
Yeah.
And then you're set.
Well, because that's all you need, because I'm pretty sure the reason why you get hangovers is because your body's getting rid of all that alcohol.
Yeah, well, doesn't it mess with, like, your blood sugar levels as well?
Yeah. So those are, like, either real low... Or real through the roof, I can't remember. Real low. Mm. And it's trying to get those back up, like, as quick as possible.
Yep.
Which makes you feel shit-house.
Which is why you should eat. like first thing in the morning. Yeah. But if you're hungover as fuck, the thought of a bacon and egg sanger can be a bit
revolting.
That was why on that first day I ate half of mine. I was like, fuck, who wants this?
Yeah, true.
Because I was like, ooh.
Man, I was, well, I guess you drank fucking 22 beers on that first night.
Dude, that's what I was talking about where I wasn't proud of my efforts.
I know. I only just remembered you drank 22 fucking beers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of beers, man.
To be fair, it was from like...
midday.
2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a pretty late one on that first night. Oh, we didn't go to sleep. Well, you and me kicked on for a bit.
Yeah.
We'll go, because...
did we?
Yeah.
Oh, we went down to the pond.
We went down to the pond, yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then I think we went back up and sat under there for a bit as well. Yeah. Because I remember checking my messages and saying goodnight to Ivy at like 12:30 or something.
Yeah, right, shit.
Yeah. And I highly doubt I went and laid in my swag and after drinking that many and didn't fall asleep straight away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah.
That's a huge night.
Yeah.
That's a massive night. To be honest, I wasn't too far off you with the beers. Because I brought down a slab of Chooks.
Yeah.
And like 18 Northerns.
Yeah. So you would have been close. Yeah, well, pretty well the same.
I polished those.
Yeah, that night that you polished them was...
oh,
I had a pretty similar night that night, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it was definitely the first night that got me a bit.
Yeah.
But then, because that next day was our first day, so we were, like, doing shit.
Yeah.
And we were just... oh, in that cave, man, I was like, oh, my... fuck.
You weren't feeling good?
I just couldn't be fucked. I just wanted to sit down, man. I just wanted to sit down and, like, at a brewery or... starting to sound like a pisshead.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, it was nice at that brewery that we went to. Like, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good.
Even the cave. I liked it.
Oh, I liked the cave. Yeah. It was just moments in there. I was like, oh.
This could be over.
Yeah.
Probably when I crop dusted you.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Forgot about that.
Mm.
Yeah, that reeked. Because it just kept following you as well, and I was right behind you. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's bad, man.
Maybe I shat myself a little.
Did you?
Nah.
Oh, you didn't?
Hope not.
Well, you would have known because you were actually changing your undies.
Yeah, that's true.
If I had to shat myself, I wouldn't have known until last day.
Yeah, until you rock up at the party. And Ivy's like, why do you smell like shit? Like, not shit, just actual shit.
Yeah, literally. She did say to me, though, when I went and picked her up, like, said hi and stuff, gave her a hug and a kiss, and she was like, fuck, did you shower at all while you were down there? But I didn't smell.
Yeah.
Because I chucked deodorant on and chucked some cologne on, so I knew I didn't smell, but I looked rugged.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was, like, still a bit bung-eyed. But fuck, because by the time I got to hers, it was, like, pitch black.
Right.
So for the last, like, hour and a bit of my drive back to Perth, it was dark.
Yeah, right. Oh, I guess you left at, like, 4.
4:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty late to be driving back to Perth from...
oh, because I was free. Because I had my maps up. Mm. I had, like, estimated arrival. And I was like, oh, I should have left so much earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was no traffic. Mm. Like, barely anyone on the road, so it was pretty chill.
Yeah, there would have been no one Saturday at fucking...
yeah.
Getting nighttime. Into Perth at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. So that was all right. But, good times.
Yeah, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Me too.
Is there anything to report on? Not really.
Not really.
Fucking...
just lots of beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next door neighbours nearly having a domestic...
yeah, that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, I actually forgot about that.
So did I.
Yeah, fucking hell. I've forgot most of it. It keeps coming back to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like even every time I've hung out with Ivy since, like something will come up and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, they got close.
Yeah.
I reckon they would have in the caravan on the way, well, when they dipped.
I was a bit worried.
Yeah.
Because she would have been chirpy too.
Oh, yeah.
She was pretty drunk.
She was fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felt sorry for the kids.
That's who I mainly felt sorry for.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
At least we didn't cause anything to our knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What else? That's all I can really remember.
It's just a blur, eh?
Yeah, it went real quick.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Fucking, I stacked it so hard on your longboard. Like,
it was bound to happen to someone.
Because me and were, like, riding to the shops.
Mm.
And then he, like, we got to the shops, like, we're out the front of him.
Mm.
And there was, like, a little ramp up. But before the ramp, there was, like, a sizey crack in the concrete.
Yeah, that was like, just, like, dirt.
That, yeah.
Or sand, yeah.
Yeah, and the wheels went in that. Mm-hmm. And they stopped, so I started leaning forward.
Did you just go up to the shops where there's like that IGA and stuff? Like the fish and chips and...
No, we went way further
than that. Further than that.
Yeah.
And there's like a pub there maybe, or like a restaurant.
It was like a full center, eh?
Yeah. I know the crack you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I've gone into that and then started leaning forward. So I've tried to counteract it by leaning back.
Yeah.
Bad move.
Yeah.
I should have just gone over the edge.
Yeah.
I fucking full come right back, landed on my ass and my elbow.
Oh, ow.
And the board's just gone boom.
Yeah.
Luckily, it went straight toward the grass.
True.
If it went the other way.
Would it hit someone?
You might not have had your board anymore.
Oh, it would have gone on the road.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, I wouldn't have been happy about that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad it went towards the grass.
Well, I'm just glad you're okay, mate.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's... Well, yeah, you know I've eaten shit on them.
Yeah.
And then...
I want to buy one so bad.
Buy one, bro.
It's so
I cool. don't know where you would get one that size, though, anymore.
Right.
Because, yeah, I'm not sure how... Well, I mean, I'm sure you would be able to find one. I just don't know where.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a surf shop down south.
Might have to make another trip.
Yeah, might have to. Maybe maybe just you and me.
Yeah, I'd like that.
You'd like that?
Yeah. I would really like that.
Don't worry, I don't have a battery that we need to charge, so we'll be all good.
I'm just tired and hungry.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. No, but on the way down, I had to listen to your album.
Yeah, how'd you go?
Went good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I see what you mean by it. I was about to ask you for a puff of that one morning
because
I was sitting in my swag and like I hadn't opened up yet and I could hear you sucking on it and I was like wheezing in my bed. I was like, fuck, I might have to pinch a few asthma puffs off of Nathan.
Give you one of my Hellstrong asthma tablets.
Yeah.
You would have been breathing clear.
I would have been chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry.
You go. No. The album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you mean by it. They've definitely been inspired by Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Like, you can really hear the fucking...
Yeah. Even just, influence. Like, the long breaks of, like, just music between lyrics and stuff like that. But it kind of started making me anxious at a few points.
It would have.
Because when I had my whole fucking flip out on fucking... You know about it, all the...
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Drugs, basically.
Yeah.
That was when I was working on the farm.
Mm.
And because I was listening to Pink Floyd when, like, I went into that spiral.
Yeah.
And then I remember having to drive back to the farm and, like, having to, like, really pick songs to listen to that wouldn't, like, make me wig out.
Right.
And then, like, even having to, like, turn around and come home, yeah. like, at one point.
Yeah.
So kind of whenever I go on those long distance journeys, it kind of, like... What's the word? It kind of gives me like deja vu or nostalgia to like that time.
Right.
Which obviously wasn't fun.
No.
So like I was kind of driving and like I was enjoying it. And then once you like get onto Forest Highway and it's just like straight road, bush.
Boring as fuck.
Yeah, I was kind of like, or like started feeling a little bit anxious.
Yeah, right.
But then I was like, obviously I'm past that whole thing.
Mm.
So like I was chilling, but it kind of like reminded me of that time.
Mm.
Which in a way I was kind of like, it kind of made me realize, like, oh, shit, like, I'm actually completely past that. Like, I don't need to pull over or, like, take deep breaths or anything.
Yeah.
Like, I just need to tell myself that it's all good.
Yeah.
And like, then I'm fine.
Well, that's good, man.
Yeah.
That's
so it kind of really like, good. I found it quite inspiring, the album.
Yeah.
And I liked the story as well.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And how it was like kind of a song here and there about the story. Yeah. It wasn't like the whole album was about it.
Yeah.
So it's like the music in between the storytelling.
Mm.
Kind of make your own thing out of it.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, because this album talks a lot about like life and like song like, Do You Realize That We All Die?
Yeah, I liked that one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
All we have is now.
Mm.
Like, all we have is the present moment.
And because it kind of talks about like the corporate world and shit and like, you're working for the city, you're working for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you should be just living for yourself,
mm.
which almost, not completely, but ties into you, you know, having anxiety, but
mm.
like being able to calm yourself down and just be in the moment where you are now.
Rather than you know, focus on that.
Yeah, focus on the past, which is good. I'm proud of you, bro. That's cool.
Cheers, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good. I'm still yet to listen to it a second time.
Yeah, that's okay.
But first listener, I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
A few of the songs I did get a little bit bored, though.
I've found that.
Even that happens to me with Pink Floyd.
Mm.
And Pink Floyd's, like, one of my favourite bands.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, you can't love them all.
Nah, you can't.
Even some Led Zeppelin songs, man, I'm just fucking skip.
Well, even, you tell me albums that I need to get on vinyl, but it's not all their albums. So, obviously, you don't.
Yeah. Of
all their albums either.
Yeah.
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 Which is cool.
Yeah. I like what I like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got your taste?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Yep.
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 Keep it coming.
Come on, mate. Yep.
Touch more. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck it. Whoa. Come on. Not listening.
Do you know how to read fucking spiders, cunt?
Yeah. Do you have ears, cunt? Or are they painted on?
Where'd you get your license? China? Oh.
Damn.
Shit. That one kind of slipped out.
Dude, I went to the, local deli for Smoko today.
Yeah.
Well, not Smoko. I went to go get a fucking no sugar Monster Energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull up and there's like a convertible.
Yeah.
You know, like how they take the roof off and shit.
Yeah.
You like never see them in Perth.
Yeah, that's true. Very rarely.
Like people in them, like about to drive or driving around in them.
Yeah.
You might see one every month.
Yeah, true.
Fucking.
It's a rare sighting.
Pull up to the deli and there's five Asians. All in it, dressed the exact same, like looking the exact same in like business suits and shit.
Yeah, right.
And they were just sitting in their Lexus, like all
true,
looking out.
What, just like in the car park?
Yeah, and then as when I rocked up, they like pulled off.
Yeah, right.
I was like, damn, those dudes are about to do some dirty business or some shit.
Yeah.
They look dodgy. Probably
drug lords.
Yeah, I reckon.
Were they like young?
Middle-aged.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Bit of dodgy business going on.
I reckon there was something going on there.
Fuck, man. I got called ma'am yesterday.
How?
No shit.
Where? Call them out.
At a servo.
What servo?
I think it was a Puma or a Caltex now.
Those fucking
But Pumas. So it was like... So it was an Indian lady. She would have been a bit older. Like... I don't know, I wasn't really paying too much attention, but she wasn't young.
Because
at first, well, all I was buying was a Diet Coke, so I was like in and out. I was kind of in a rush, I was going somewhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, paid for it. And she said, have a good night, ma'am. And like, I didn't register it, so I was just like, oh, cheers. Like, just walked out, and then I got out the slide doors. I was like, hold on a minute. Like, she definitely didn't say man. She said ma'am. And then I was like, fuck, do I look like a dyke? Like, because I had jorts on. Like, I had a jumper on.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, lots of people wear that sort of thing. And so, like, I'd, like, I don't know. It's like, surely not.
Maybe you were looking very girly. I don't know. Maybe it had...
I feel, like, chick feel tendencies. Like I'm a pretty, like, not masculine looking.
No, but
like,
you're pretty, yeah.
I'm pretty blokey.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I don't have fucking flamboyant tendencies. I don't think.
No,
unless I have, you know, a couple beers.
Yeah,
might get a little bit touchy with the boys.
Yeah,
but like that's normal.
Mm.
But yeah, I was like, fuck, like surely not. And then got to Ivy's place, and I told her about it, and then she started going like, oh, I could actually kind of say that. I was like, you're just saying that to fucking rile me up. Like, surely not.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, but like, you know.
Nah.
But I was like, nah, I think old fucking Caltex worker might have been a bit trippy.
I don't know. You got a shaved head, dude.
Exactly. Like,
maybe if I'll, like, I feel like I'd get called a chick.
Yeah, but
before you got called a chick. Like, I got fucking...
you never know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was weird. But then I've, like, was also like, fuck, she could have said man. But then, like, she seemed too old to say man.
Yeah.
And also, like, why would they say that anyway?
Mm.
Yeah, it was fucking weird, dude. I wasn't offended. I was just kind of like, fuck, surely not.
I was going to ask, does it make you feel like a bit...
Not really. Like, I didn't care.
Yeah.
It just confused me a shit ton. I was like, no way, like, what is it?
Yeah.
You know? Is it the piercings? Is it, like...
I don't know. I'm trying to think of it now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at you, trying to see you as a chick, but I can't...
It's not turning you on.
No, it's not. No. I've
got... See? Good.
Pretty limp, dude.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'd prefer looking at you as a man.
Ooh. Baby. But yeah, no. That just reminded me of when you said middle-aged Asians. Made me think of the middle-aged Indian Caltex worker.
Yeah.
Ooh. That was a little rip starter.
You put your fucking mic right up your ass, dude.
Yeah. Touch my dot.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I know the answer to this, but did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
When?
Fucking, I actually watched an hour of it on Sunday.
Mm.
And I had to tap out.
Mm.
Just because I was...
Because of the movie, or were you tired?
I was tired as fuck, because, like, got home that day.
Yeah.
3 o'clock or whatever.
Oh, true, you got back pretty late.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we left it, fuck, 10:30 maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
A couple pit stops.
Yeah, we had a couple stops. That's went to the bakehouse.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I can't remember what made me tap out.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, I'll watch the rest tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, finished it.
Yeah.
Like, well, I got a few questions.
Yeah.
But I did like it.
Yeah.
That's
all right. I don't care if you did or didn't.
No, I did.
Yeah.
You know the start where the chick's parents and her sister die?
Mm.
Is it... You know how her sister has the thing on her mouth?
Yeah, she gassed herself out.
Right.
Wait, is it her sister in the car?
Like, right at the start.
Yeah.
Her parents are, like, dead in the bed.
Mm.
But then there's, like, a... Did she gas herself from the smell of her fucking parents?
No.
That's what I thought it was. I was like...
The sister kills herself and her parents at the same time.
Oh, fuck.
So she tubed up her exhaust on her car. This is going far in my memory bank because I only watched it once. And it was in like 2021.
Yeah, right.
It's like 3 years.
Mm.
But it's one of those movies that has stuck with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she like had tubes going from the exhaust of the car up to her parents' room. To gas them out, but then had one going into the car as well to gas herself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, got you. Because yeah. I was so confused.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's what the case was. Because yeah. they all die at the same time, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, yeah. The sister killed herself and then the parents at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a brutal way to go as well. Mm. Gassing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I can see why the chick was so fucked up.
Bit too cut out, though.
Mm.
But yeah, fucked up way to go.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
No shit.
Just...
Because you'd suffocate, pretty much.
Yeah, I can't imagine that being a good way.
No. Like,
hanging yourself would be so much better.
Do you remember that happened to a dad and his two kids camping somewhere in WA? And they had, like, a gas fridge that they brought with them? And they had it in the tent with them.
Oh,
and it leaked overnight. And then they, didn't wake up.
Because it couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So it was like a dad and his, like, two young kids.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, poor people, man.
No shit. Yeah.
It's just an unfortunate way to
go. Especially that, because obviously wasn't even trying to do it.
You're just camping, dude.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was a bit of a downer. Well, it is a bit of a downer movie, really, a lot of the bits.
Oh, man, I didn't like the ending, eh? Hmm. How she...
kills the boyfriend, like, lets them sacrifice her boyfriend.
Yeah, and then...
To be fair...
Watches him burn and starts fucking smiling.
Yeah, and she gets hell happy about it.
Yeah, I was like...
To be fair, he cheated on her.
Hmm.
But, like, that was the whole cult thing. Like, they made him cheat on her, and they could see that she was struggling and would react from it.
And
then, because they make her like the flower queen or some bullshit like that, don't they?
The May Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. For their little festivity.
Yeah. For the sacrifice.
Yeah. Which, fuck. Oh, man. Yeah. They just took big advantage of them.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole,
yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Oh, like, shit.
Pretty fucked.
Yeah, they were just manipulative the whole time. Like, you could see it coming.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess watching it, you would figure out pretty quick that it's a cult movie. But, like, because I already knew from the very start.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, don't go there. The chick was sus on it the whole time.
Yeah, she was telling, like, all the boys that they needed to get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she ended up becoming
one of them.
And because
she was freaking out about fucking... Because there was all the suicide and, like, self-sacrifice stuff.
Yeah.
And it was, like, giving her PTSD.
Yeah.
She was, like, asking to leave. But because all the boys were horny as fuck and thought fucking all the chicks in the cult wanted to have sex with him. They wanted to stay. The dark-skinned dude got onto it pretty quick.
Yeah, both of them did.
Yeah, but then they kill him because they caught on.
Yeah, well, they were going to leave. So
they
ended up just killing him anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, like... I don't know. I feel like it might be a bit more unsettling than Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
Just...
I know what you mean. Because it is... It's an unsettling movie.
Yeah.
Like the scene where the guy jumps off the cliff.
I was going to say.
Like, doesn't he land like just straight on his head? And like his head explodes?
The chick lands... No. Yeah, the chick lands straight on her head. And her head just fucking explodes.
Pops.
And then the bloke jumps off. And he lands on his feet, so his legs are broken.
Yeah.
But he's still alive. And
he's just, like, laying there.
And then, like, a few people walk up.
Oh, and...
Old dude hits him.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, hits him in the face.
Axes him.
He's obviously dead. And then they give it to the kid, and the kid just fucking goes ham on him.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, dude, that's, like, some serious...
Yeah.
Psychological...
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like cult movies, though.
Mm.
Fuck, there's this other one that I watched with Ivy. Can't remember what it was called. It was like a pretty recent one, like around the same time that Midsommar came out.
Right.
And that was the same, like, same sort of shit, different place.
Yeah.
Same sort of shit, and it was like, oh, unsettling.
That's what it is.
It kind of just, a lot of it makes you shiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how the dudes didn't want to go home after those two people jumped off the fucking cliff. Like, if you saw that and you're doing like, some trip somewhere and it was meant to be cool.
Yeah, I get the fuck out of...
Yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's some fuck... Nah, I'm not doing that.
I wouldn't be impressed.
Nah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did like it. It's just unsettling.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sex scene.
Oh, where they're all like chanting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's how the chick figures it out because she can hear it.
Yeah.
And then she goes over and sees it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sex scene is fucking weird.
Dude, I was sitting out here watching it, like, had the volume up, obviously.
Mm.
I was like, oh, man, is this going to stop sometime? Because it's just going to sound like I'm watching fucking porn out here.
Yeah, I've stitched you up with that a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I had to, like, full turn it down.
Yeah. Because like, it goes on. Going. It goes for ages.
Yeah.
It's a long scene. Yeah. It's drawn out. But yeah, that actor, Florence Pugh, she's fucking good.
Is she? Oh, yeah. The, like, main character chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's yeah. hot.
Yeah. She's in heaps of movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've definitely she's seen her.
Quite famous, yeah.
Yeah. She did pretty well.
Yeah. She's in Oppenheimer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I seen that was on Netflix.
I seen that last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I could recommend that to Nathan.
You could. I haven't watched it.
I think you should just watch it anyway. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was thinking of
it's one of those ones it goes without having to recommend.
Yeah.
Especially because it's just won a shit ton of awards.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
You just got to do it.
Yeah, you just got to watch it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Oh, man.
That was nice, bro.
Nah.
Hurt?
Nah, there's still some in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Nah, that's all right.
That's all right.
Oh. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Your album.
You go ahead, mate.
I give you a vinyl.
Yeah, I give you a vinyl.
I give you a vinyl.
Give it to me.
Dizzy Rascal.
Oosh. Oh, thank you, sir.
Boy in Duck Corner.
In Duck Corner?
Duh. D-A.
Oh, in not Duh in, Corner.
Not in the, in Duh.
Did you get this recently?
Or
have you had it for a while?
No, I got it when I bought that Sampha record. So, probably a month.
Yeah, right.
Fuck, dude. Really cool album. It came out in like 2002, I think. 2004.
True.
Like early 2000s.
I was going to say old, but it's not that old, really.
Well, I mean, fucking 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
Pretty old.
I didn't know he was around for that long.
Nor did I, man.
Like, I thought he was like mid 2010s.
Yeah. Nah, I had no idea either. I was pretty shocked. But it is classic.
Mm.
I would say. Maybe not as, like, credited as a classic by people in the States.
Yeah, okay.
But people in the UK, it's, like, top fucking hip-hop
album. Kind of like the Streets, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, I told you before, it's, like, one of Danny Brown's biggest influences.
Yeah.
And, like, you can hear it, man.
True.
You'll put it on, you'll be like, fuck, I can see Danny Brown on every single one of these beats.
Fuck yeah.
Even the way Dizzy raps, he raps with like super like inflections, really using his voice like Danny.
I like that because I like Dizzy Rascal's voice as well.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah. It's good. Like Danny Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's original and distinct. But he actually gets fucking deep, man.
Yeah, right.
Like, because I know you would have heard, obviously, Baseline Junkie, Bonkers. Like,
yeah.
It's, what, I think one of those songs is actually pretty deep. But if you go into the lyrics.
Yeah.
But yeah, this album, he gets pretty deep on a lot of songs. Just like growing up in London, I presume.
Turn on my London sock dick.
Like. Just life growing up. There's a hell deep cut called Jezebel, which is all about like a chick that, you know, wanted to sit on dick all the time. And
yeah, right.
It's like a full story.
Yeah,
ends
right.
up having two kids.
Has with Dizzy?
Just random dudes by the time she's 16.
Yuck.
Yeah, but it's a pretty cool story when he goes through.
I shouldn't say yuck. That happens to a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Too many.
Take that back.
But no, it's fucking cool album.
Yeah, right. Fuck yeah.
Hope you enjoy it.
I'm sure I will. I feel like you've sent me a song. No, you've played a song from this before.
I definitely have.
And
you were like, fuck, is this Danny Brown?
Yeah, I asked if it was Danny. Yeah. And then you were, you did that whole thing where your eyes like lit up and then you went on a tangent.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got to a point where I was like, all right, like, shut the fuck up, cunt. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm going to go for a wee and then I'll recommend you a movie that I haven't thought of yet.
Good call.
I'm a baseline junkie. What? I'm a baseline junkie. No, but I'm trying to remember because there was that night camping where me and the two other boys had a massive chat about movies.
Yeah, I was just quiet the whole time.
Yeah, and you weren't really saying much.
Yeah.
And then I turned to you and I was like, fuck, I'm getting so many recommendations out of this. Because they were reminding me of movies that, like, I'd just forgotten about. Well, not forgotten about, but, you know, hadn't thought about for a while.
Not in the front of your brain.
No, and then after that night, they've also dissipated again.
Well,
if you can,
some time to think.
Yeah, maybe. If you can remember any of the ones that got brought up.
Oh, dude, I was not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I mean, I knew you weren't.
I was like listening for a bit of it and I was like, oh man, I can't contribute a single thing here.
Yeah, it started. There was, it went on for a while.
Yeah.
That conversation.
It did.
But,
you can have some time.
No, I was thinking about recommending you a bit of a fun movie.
Mm. I'm into
bit
fun.
Bit of a different movie.
Mm.
So let me get my phone out so I can get the title right, even though I watched it last night.
Oh, true.
Yeah. First time watching it since I was a kid. Right. I was like, fuck, this still stands.
Yeah.
You might have even watched it, because it is a kid's movie.
Oh, I might have if it's a kid's movie.
Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you might have.
I fucking love that movie, bro.
It's so good. I was watching it last night. I was like, fuck.
Oh, I should have said no.
So you could rewatch it?
Yeah.
It's such a good movie.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that used to be my childhood, eh? Like,
probably. Yeah, bro. It was one of those movies that, like, your grandma would have on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd watch it every time you went over.
I can't even tell you how many times I would have watched that. I love that movie.
I watched it heaps as a kid, but then like just stopped.
Yeah.
So then watching it last night, I was like, it started coming back to me throughout, but at the start I was like, fuck, I literally remembered nothing.
Mm.
But yeah, it's such a good movie. I loved it.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, I can't recommend that. Pardon me.
Being put on the spot here.
I am being put on the spot. I should really start a notes page.
Yeah.
Of all of them.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to remember the fucking some that we mentioned on that night because there were some good fucking movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like really good movies.
Mm. Mm. Oh. Mad Max. Pretty sure you mentioned that.
Yeah, that was one of them, but.
It's like the only one I can remember.
Yeah, the original one's pretty, like the first original one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to watch that to watch the rest of them.
Right.
And, like, it is good, but, like, it's so fucking slow.
Right.
And it's, like, not until the end he actually starts becoming mad.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
so old.
That's right.
Fuck, I just had one in my head before you said that, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's kind of sabotaged me there.
Oh. Point Break.
Okay.
Original one, though.
Right.
Because I did a remake. It would have been when we were in primary school. Or maybe even like early days of high school.
Okay.
And the remake actually was pretty good.
Mm.
But you can't beat the original.
Right.
But it was a rare case of like the remake actually was pretty cool.
Yeah, right. Did it need it? Obviously.
Point Break's a pretty old movie.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it would have been out a good 30 years before
right,
the sure. remake was made.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Point Break was, like, fuck, I want to say, like, late
80s or early 90s.
Mm.
I should have stuck with my gut. I was going to say just 1991 straight up. And that's when it was made.
Should have, bro.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm remembering more movies because it's the fucking actor. Fuck's sake. I've really cooked this one.
You can change it.
Right. No, I want you to watch this one.
Okay.
Because this was one of the movies that my dad always raved about when I was a kid. And right. I was always like, oh, because it was an old movie. No, I don't want to fucking watch that. Why would I want to watch that?
Yeah.
Like, because he'd always talk about it. I was like, nah, fuck, I don't want to watch it. And then he found it on DVD when we were in a shop once. And he, like, showed me it. And I, like, looked at the cover and stuff. I was like, fuck, it looks kind of cool. We bought it, went home and watched it. And it's like, probably one of my all-time favorites.
True.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's a good movie. It's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. But
he died of testicular cancer, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
Yeah. He was a good actor, dude.
That's a poor way to go out, too.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a handsome man as well. Oh, yeah. Very good looking rooster.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's just an... It's like an action, undercover, FBI, fucking...
They would have been young too.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. Early days.
Yeah.
Lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers is in it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
He plays one of the, like, oh, like, kind of bad guys.
Oh, so he's got a full role.
Yeah, oh, not full, like, he's in a few scenes, right. And then, like, he gets shot in the foot.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't die or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was back in the day when he had, like, really long, straight hair and, like, hippie as fuck. But yeah, heaps of surfing in it. Like,
oh, fuck yeah.
Skydiving, fucking car chases, bank robberies.
No wonder why your dad loves it.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. But no, it is a, it's, yeah, it's such a, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Like, actually genuinely a classic.
Yeah.
And yeah, Keanu Reeves, he's fucking good in it.
Yeah.
I love him.
I love Keanu Reeves just in general. Yeah, I've only seen fucking John Wick with him in it, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But even then.
He's good when he's young, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And like, because he's so casual and there's this one scene, because like, oh, it's kind of one of those ones where I can kind of spoil it, because like, it's not a very deep movie.
Yeah, I don't care.
But, because he starts surfing as an under, like, because he's undercover and these people that he's trying to find, he figures out that they're surfers. So he starts surfing to, you know, meet people and stuff.
Yeah.
But then he actually starts getting into it.
Right.
But then like it's taken ages for them to figure out who these people are. So then like his boss is getting up him and he like walks into the police office with his surfboard after a surf.
Oh no.
And like the boss has a massive crack at like him and his partner. He's like, they're both kind of just like standing there and the fucking like chief or whatever the fuck his name is. He's like, oh, do you have anything to say for yourself? And he's like, I caught my first tube this morning. It's just shit like that. Like he doesn't say it in like a comedic way, but like, it's just funny.
It just comes out like that.
That was fun. Yeah. It's a good movie. I love it. Bro. Yeah. I think it might be on Netflix.
I feel like I've definitely seen the name Point Break somewhere.
But if you enjoy the original one, then you will like the remake. The remake is so far-fetched.
Right.
But, okay. Like, not to the extent where it's kind of, like, unrealistic.
Okay.
It's if that makes sense. It's just, like, some of the shit is, like, okay.
Right.
Like, it's a souped-up version of the original.
Dope.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Same storyline, but, like, different at the same time.
Different action.
Yeah, different action, different scenes.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Nah.
I'm keen.
It's a good one.
I'm keen.
A lot different to what I've been recommending you.
Mm. Mm. You are trying to spice it up lately, aren't you?
Mm. I'm getting there. But, I was going to say something cool about the end scene, but it's fun for the ending.
All right.
You'll be like, oh, shit, true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I won't be like, oh, fuck that bitch.
Nah,
like the last one.
No, you won't be like that. Yeah, you'll like it.
I'm keen, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck, I saw this It's like this reel, and it was this dude, and he's like, blokes who listen to like hip hop, showing their girlfriend the songs, and it's Kendrick Lamar on the new Future album.
Yeah,
when he disses fucking Drake and Cole.
Yeah,
he's like stopping it every 2 seconds, like
explaining it.
Yeah,
I've seen videos like that before.
I was like, fuck, that's. I did that sometimes.
I did that sometimes. Oh, you mean in the when you
with
were dating?
My ex. Yeah. And even like he's like, oh, why aren't you bopping your head? Bop your head. Like I've been listening to it. I've been like getting into it. Like, oh fuck, you don't like this? Oh, like just because you wasn't bopping her head.
Yeah.
Bop your head.
Come on. Get into it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Like, man, you like this artist. You like this song. It's hell popular.
Yeah.
Like, you like this song that's not popular. Fuck.
Some people are just like that, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just like the most popular ones.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, I know a few.
Yeah. But no, I've seen shit like that on fucking Instagram before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, that's pretty funny. So I feel like even I do that sometimes.
Oh,
like, I remember when Kendrick's last album came out, or even Jid's last album, and I was bumping it. And because, like, Ivy can get around that sort of music. And, like, she loves Kendrick.
Mm.
And, like, Jid she fucking liked after we seen him as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, because that album came out, and, like, I'd played some songs to her. And then I was like, oh, he's the guy that, like, I've been listening to is playing. And she was like, oh, fuck yeah, that's sick. But then even still, like, oh, I think it's because I overplay songs, actually.
Right.
And then it gets to a point where she's like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
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 Well, so, yeah. It gets to that point with myself. I, like, keep re-listening to songs, and I'm like, all right, dude, you got to start steering away from this one.
I get to a point where I have to force myself not to listen to the song, because I'm like, dude, you're going to get fucking sick of it.
Mm.
And you're just going to ruin it. You're fucking ruining it. But
yeah, you do ruin it for yourself.
Yeah, like I've almost been doing that with this new Kendrick Lamar song.
I've still only listened to it on the camp trip.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I really like it for, the beat's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And
Kendrick's verse.
Yeah.
Well, he does go fucking ham.
Dude.
It's like angry Kendrick.
Yeah.
Which you haven't really heard in a while.
Exactly. That's why I've been frothing it.
Yeah.
And like, it means, oh, I really like that.
I seen a thing before I came here, and it's like the lyric genius thing.
Yeah.
And how on, oh, I've got the name of the song, one of the songs on Savior.
Yeah.
On this one, it says, J. Cole taught you to be, made you feel empowered, but he is not your savior.
Yeah.
He's like crediting J. Cole.
Yeah.
And now,
well,
he's just full dissing him.
Well, it's actually pretty cool, man. I watched a 36-minute video explaining all the disses between Kendrick and Cole.
Well, has Cole been dissing him as well?
For a while, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, dude, it's actually pretty cool, this video, because it came out, like, 6 days before the Kendrick Lamar verse was released.
Yeah, right.
So this dude was already onto it.
Yeah.
Going all.
Did he know the song was coming out?
Nah.
Oh.
No, he had no idea.
Maybe he's clairvoyant.
Or maybe, yeah. But he, like, all the way back to 2010, 2011, because that's when Kendrick and Cole sort of started working together.
Mm.
And they were, like, planning to release a collab tape and all this sort of thing. And every time, like, they got on a song together, Kendrick would fucking wash Cole. Like,
I think I knew that. Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Fucking Kendrick washes
Well, Kendrick washes everyone when he gets on a feature.
He's like the GOAT rapper, dude.
Yeah.
Can't do much. Like, J. Cole's fucking awesome, but.
Oh, yeah.
J. Cole. I mean, Kendrick's just.
Kendrick's.
Him.
That's why he's the GOAT.
But, every time they're on a track together, like, if it was on. There's one on one of J. Cole's albums that. It has Kendrick on the hook, and then all the verses are talking, J. Cole talking about how he's the king and the best rapper ever and all this shit.
Yeah, right.
And then he's just got Kendrick to do this, like, hook, and apparently there's a verse for it that Kendrick did, but he's taken it off.
Yeah, right.
And just all this sort of shit.
Mm.
And like all the way up until, you know, even through the 2020s on the Drake and Cole song.
First-person shooter?
Yeah.
That one, yeah.
That whole, like, Cole verse pretty well dissing Kendrick.
Is it actually?
Like,
subtly?
Subtly.
Yeah.
Like, it's subliminal, so it's not meant for regular people to really find out about.
Yeah, okay.
Like, the person listening to it would know.
Would know, yeah.
Yeah, like, all on that song. The recent, like, promo for J. Cole's album, he's been doing, like, little YouTube songs.
Mm.
And one of them I went back to after the Kendrick verse got released. I was like, man, this whole fucking verse is about, you know, Kendrick and Cole saying that he's the best. And
yeah, right.
Like, just using lines from Kendrick's songs and certain shit Kendrick says and being like, yeah, man, you ain't shit. And then, yeah, this dude was literally like, Kendrick's going to have a comeback, like a verse at Cole at some point. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
Literally, like, 6 days later.
That verse comes out.
That verse comes out. Kendrick just full putting them on blast.
Literally.
Which is cool because Kendrick's not being a bitch and doing it subliminally.
Yeah. He's just coming out and saying it.
He's just...
Kendrick doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, he knows no one can fuck with him.
Yeah.
Like...
I'm getting this from a Nardwuar video with J. Cole. But didn't J. Cole tell Dr. Dre about Kendrick?
Yeah.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, that's back when they were, like, cool.
Buddies, yeah.
Because, well, fuck, J. Cole and Kendrick, like, had met each other, but J. Cole was a bit ahead of Kendrick, so he didn't really remember him.
Mm.
And then I think he saw a video of Kendrick playing, and he's like, oh, man, this dude's fucking dope. Like, I got to go meet him.
Yeah.
Like, full met him. He was sending J. Cole songs.
Yeah.
That's okay. How they sort of... Yeah, came right. close. J. Yeah. Cole did a heap of beats for Kendrick early days.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, their relationship deteriorated.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah. Well, because I think J. Cole...
Sounds like J. Cole got jealous.
Yeah, he's very competitive.
Yeah.
Like, that's just his nature, which is cool. Nothing but so is Kendrick.
That. Yeah.
Like, when it comes probably down to so. It. Yeah.
Yeah, right, because I didn't know about all that other shit.
Yeah, sorry. I just went on a tangent.
No, it's all right. I didn't know they were fucking been beefing for a while, though.
Well, it's all, like, up for speculation, really. Like, it's nothing concrete.
Yeah.
Neither of them have come out. Like, you know Kendrick's control verse? The one where he puts a whole rap game on blast.
And, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's pretty well the same type as the Future album. Like, yeah. He's going hard as fuck. He's angry.
Yeah.
Kendrick was at a party and J. Cole was there. So was Puff Daddy. Like, there's a bunch of rappers. Puff got, well, I think it was Puff Daddy.
Puff fucked someone in the bum.
Did he?
Puff Daddy's P. Diddy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you not heard about all that shit?
No.
Oh, man. Fuck, what time we at? Fuck, dude. P. Diddy literally. Today got his house in Miami and Los Angeles raided by the FBI for sex trafficking. Because all this shit's coming out about, well, he's gay.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And, like, forces famous people to have sex with him.
Well, he's...
For him to, like, make him big.
He's a sketchy character, man.
Yeah, no, but, like, a full, like, 50-page article... Like, fuck. Investigation article has come out about it.
Yeah, right.
That's, like, some of the shit he was doing. Like, yeah, he's, like, proper psychopath.
Fuck.
And, yeah, it's probably been, yeah, well, sex trafficker.
Oh, I saw.
And now he's, like, yeah, he's on a fucking private jet to some island in Africa or something now that none of the US government is allowed to enter.
Fuck.
So he's fled the country.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As if you didn't know this.
Nah.
Yeah. No, Pete Diddy's fucked.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
Diddy Island.
Yeah. Fuck. It's got...
Pretty fucked.
He's going to be the new Epstein, having gay boys come have to
a
his
little,
island.
Have a little look into it.
Yeah, I will. Because it's
some of the shit, like, apparently he's bum-fucked The Rock, bum-fucked Kevin Hart, like, heaps of people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Oh, damn. And they just let it happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
each their own.
So they could get fame.
Right.
Yeah. It's all a money grab.
Right.
At the end of the day, but yeah.
Fuck.
It's pretty fucked up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry, at a party, Kendrick, J. Cole, P. Diddy's there.
P. Diddy got pissed at Kendrick for that verse.
Mm.
And J. Cole got into a fight with P. Diddy over it, like, backing Kendrick up.
Yeah, right.
So, like, who knows if they're actually beefing or not.
Yeah. And then P. Diddy probably date raped both of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. My two kings.
My two glorious kings.
I'll make you nice and rich and famous.
Literally. Oh, but yeah. No, just heaps of fuck shit came out about it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
That is pretty messed up, dude.
It's pretty, yeah. Some of it's just kind of like laughable, though, because it's P. Diddy.
Well, yeah.
He's a strange cat.
I've always been a bit sus about him, eh?
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you?
Yeah. Like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Brother,
Brother, ooh.
Brother,
Oh, I will never get old, that one.
Of course not, bro.
Mm. I just realised Tupac's got a bit of a monobrow going in that photo.
Yeah, dude, don't hate on monobrows.
No, I'm not. I get one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I get one bad.
I get one real, well, unless I keep it up to date.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is swagged out in that picture, though.
He's a swaggy dude, man.
He's looking good.
Tupac.
Puck.
Puck. Puckalypse.
Puckalypse. Hey, you're not wrong there, brother.
Fuck. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I'm kind of done. Yeah, I'm kind of done, eh?
Fuck all's happened this week. Well, I mean, we just went camping.
Went camping, yeah.
Yeah.
That was about it.
That was like the whole week.
I thought I was going to be like pissed off to go back to work yesterday.
Yeah.
And like the night before on Sunday, I was a bit like, oh, back to the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And then like I woke up and like it was weird. It felt good sleeping in my own bed, but I also had a really shit sleep Sunday night.
Dude.
Because I think, you know, the detox was coming in.
Yeah.
And I woke up like weak limbed. Yeah. Like, I felt like I could not get out of bed.
True.
So I was like, oh, fuck this. Like, I can't pull a sickie after just taking annual leave.
Yeah, no.
Like, I've got to go.
Yeah.
And I got halfway to work, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. This is all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to work, and it was a pretty quiet day. But, like, everyone else was complaining. I was like, eh. We're getting paid, boys.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
You had a good mood because you just come off holiday, mate.
Yeah, true. Because then today, this morning, I was like, oh, fuck this place.
Yeah. Yeah, I got hit with the shit sleep. Because the night before, when I was hell tired, watched an hour of the movie, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to bed. Literally went to bed at 8 o'clock, had the day off the next day.
Mm.
But then last night, man.
Shit sleep.
Oh, terrible. Just could not get to sleep. Felt like I was awake the whole night.
Mm.
Like, oh, it's just shit.
I thought mine was on the Sunday night.
Mm.
But it was also like, yeah, tossing and turning and waking up and just like being kind of like freaked out.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, oh, just one of those shit sleeps.
Yeah. Well.
But then last night I slept like a baby.
Yeah, nice.
So you might get that tonight.
I hope.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Bloody, at work, because I was, like, pretty stoked to be back at work. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I was expecting to be put on shit jobs.
Mm.
Got the craziest job of the whole day.
That's all like, goods.
Literally everyone else was doing manual labor.
And you were just on the mower.
I was just on the mower, dude. All day.
That's chill.
I was like, fuck, I kind of feel bad. I've just had
fucking
5 days off, 4 days off.
You're higher in the food chain.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
But we're doing a project. Mm. So we're building a new green, basically. So they all ripped it up and I saw photos yesterday. Mm. So I was like, fuck, I'm going to be, you know, doing that, I'd assume.
Yeah.
But wasn't. And my mate, he built a ramp.
Yeah.
So, because you have to dig the green down or dig down into the dirt 300 mil, and so like size of a ruler.
Yeah.
And then like ideally you'd build a ramp so you can bring the tractor trailer into the like hole that you've dug.
Mm.
Dump it at the end of the hole.
Mm.
So that that can be spread.
Right.
And then you've got a way so you can drive out up the ramp.
Yeah.
These cunts, bro. First load of sand, boom, straight on the fucking ramp right at the front where we're tipping our sand. I didn't know all day. This is just what my mate told me. Yeah. So then they were just dumping it there all day right at the front of the fucking...
Of the pit. What the fuck?
So you're going to be driving over all your nice sand that you're putting in there.
Yeah,
to get it at the back. You're going to have to go down the fucking...
Yeah.
Like lumps of sand. Probably going to get fucking bogged.
Yeah. It's not going to be a fun time.
Yeah, dude. I just... Because I went up there at the end of the day to have a look.
Yeah.
I just stood there. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Looked like shit.
Old mate was pissed off too.
Yeah,
he's right. He's like, bro, this is fucked. I'm so angry. I've never seen him that pissed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, man, 5 days without me. It's fuck it all.
Fucked it.
Yeah. I'm not that important.
I think you are, mate.
You always pick me up when I'm down.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I've actually got a shoot off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's fair call.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I felt like. What I feel like. No, Papa Bear's on site. So, got to get home and be the man of the house.
You sure you're not a woman, mate?
Ma'am.
Pretty blokey.
Can't do it again. It's got to be in the moment.
Yeah. See you, blokes.
See you.
No.